Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Sunday the 17th of January, and we have a packed show for you this morning. We have cycling news from the NZ, the New Zealand Cycle Classic. It was the Queen's Stage yesterday. In the cricket, we have Australia versus India and Sri Lanka versus England in the test matches, as well as two Super Smash games yesterday. The Prada Cup had its second day of races in very light winds. We got results in the A-League and also the NZ Premiership. Over in Europe, there was giant slalom action in the skiing with Alice Robinson taking part there. And also we have NBA and NBL basketball action as well. Starting off with the cycling, and Finn Fisher-Black climbed up into top place on the Queen stage. The junior pursuit world record holder took the yellow, will be wearing the yellow jersey in the final stage today, taking it off the Black Spokes Academy rider, Luke Mugway. It looked dangerous at one point that they perhaps had mistimed the chase of the breakaway, No, they managed to pull it all back on what was a tough day of racing. Aaron Gates from Black Spokes Academy will be in third place. Luke Mugway's teammate, Corbin Strong, will be in second. So, yes, the team, New Zealand team and Black Spokes Academy being the two dominant teams in this race. A host of cricket action yesterday in a rain interrupted day. Australia were all bowled out for 369. Really a bit of a mini collapse at the end there. Once Tim Payne went for 50 at 6 for 311, and then they were all bowled out for 369. So the tail didn't really wag there in that one, as wickets say fell regularly at the end there. Natarajan and Thakur took three wickets each in the for India in reply, and they got off to a India got off to a poor start with losing Gill for just for seven for seven runs, but Sharma got the innings going with 44 until he was caught by Stark off the bowling of Loy. So India finished at 62 for two. So on the rain interrupted day, Pujara on eight and Rahane on two, and not out there. Over in Sri Lanka, England were all bowled out for 421 in the end. Joe Root stopped top scoring with 228 in that one. It was one of those ones where you either got in and scored quite a few runs or you got out quickly, as England had six batsmen out for in single figures in that total of 421. Including two ducks, a golden duck for Sam Curran, bowled first, who was out some, bowled first ball, and Dom Bess, who was run out after just four balls for his duck as well. Pereira took four wickets for 109 runs in that one. And Sri Lanka batting to save the test match already at the end of day three, where they were trailing by nearly 300 runs in from the first innings. Pereira went, they made a good start with Pereira and Thramani making an opening stand of 101 runs Before Pereira was out for 62. Mendes came in and scored a very slow 15 off 65 balls, but that's what's needs to be there, really. That's where they're trying to save the match, aren't they? And so Thramane on 76, not out, was there with night watchman Edward Diana for it, and Sri Lanka are 156 for two there. Over in the Super Smash, and we had two cracking games yesterday. We started off with the Firebirds taking on the Kings, so the Wellington Firebirds against Canterbury Kings. Firebirds went into bat first, scoring 154 off their 20 overs, losing wickets at regular intervals. So while Neesham and Bracewell were there, a big total could have been on, but Bracewell had to retire, not out, on 31 or 32 balls. And Neesham scored 49 off 38 balls there. But again, five batsmen out in single figures in that one. Canterbury Kings managed to chase down the total with just two balls remaining there. Boyle and Mitchell with 39 and 34 respectively. Put on a good stand after they lost McCurley and Bowles cheaply. Then McCauchy with 48 not out saw them home in that one. McCauchy doing that after bowling his four overs for just 14 runs in the first inning. So yeah, gotta say probably took player of the match in that one. Over on the women, that was followed up by the women's game between the Canterbury Magicians and the Wellington Blaze. The Magicians went in to bat first and were bowled all out for 117 with three balls just remaining there. Strathwaite and Ibrahim got 52 and 34, but basically nobody else could stick around and everyone else was bowled out for single figures in that one. Four wickets for Kasparek. And four for Green, really doing the damage in this one. Wellington Blaze in response, and Sophie Devine unsurprisingly gave them a boost at the top of the innings with 59 off just 26 balls. Green, after her bowling heroics, scored 25 as well. Kerr on at 20 not out, then saw them home. Off just 13.2 overs to win by seven wickets in that one. What does that mean for the table? Well, the Wellington Firebirds are top. On the women's side, the Wellington Blaze are top of the table on 20 points now, with the Canterbury Magicians in second on 14 points. So 6 points behind them, equal with Auckland Hearts also on 14 points. Auckland Hearts get the opportunity to take second place when they take on Northern Spirit today up in Auckland. I will be there at that game, covering the game and also bringing you post-match interviews from the players and hopefully coaches. So do follow our Facebook page for those interviews and probably Twitter for some of the updates as the day goes on. Over on the men's side, the Wellington Firebirds top the table. And Canterbury Kings climb up into second place. Both those teams are on 20 points with five wins and just one loss. The Central Hinds are in third place on 16 points. Central Stags in third place on 16 points. And we'll see a bottom of the table clash today up in Auckland between the Northern Knights and Auckland Aces. Auckland Aces looking for their first win of the season. And then it really is those top three teams and then a big gap down to the bottom three of Otago Volts, Northern Knights and Auckland Aces. Over in the Prada Cup, and I should have the results up, but it was the double day for America Magic yesterday. And in light winds, they crashed two losses to both Luna Rosa and also to Team Ineos. Team Ineos, well, really were racing against the clock. They finished just 2 minutes before the cutoff with a big lead And they're a bit concerned they weren't going to make it within the time limit. So that's now three wins for Team Ineos, even after the challenges to their technical setup by Luna Rosa. Luna Rosa have one win. American Magic yet to get off the mark. Super Sunday it is for Luna Rosa now, with two races today against Team Ineos and American Magic. So we'll bring you up to speed with how those races go tomorrow in what is turning out to be a surprising Prada Cup action. Yesterday in the light winds, it was a bit of luck as to whether you got the right gust or not. Boats that could get up quickly onto their foils did well. Luna Rosa doing with their larger foils helped them stay up as well. And they were happy with how they went. Over in the skiing in Krasnaya Gora, we had the giant slalom yesterday, which Alice Robinson was the defending champion from last year. She managed 14th place this year, though, not being able to defend her title in that one. She got caught up on her inside edge, inside ski a couple of times, which meant that she lost time on her run. Fellow Kiwi, Pyrrha Hudson, started in bib number 34, fortunately she hyperextended her knee coming off the first pitch and sprayed a lateral ligament. Hopefully she will be okay to race again today. We'll see how that how she recovers from that injury. Wish her all the best in that one. Moving on to football action then. And over in the A-League, we had two games yesterday. Sydney FC fought a one-all draw with Western Sydney Wanderers, which leaves those two fourth and fifth in the table. Melbourne City FC got themselves up into second place on 6 points by beating Western United 2-1 in that one. Today sees the winless Newcastle Jets take on the new MacArthur FC. In that one, MacArthur FC will be looking for their second win of not just the season, but of their second competitive win of their existence in that one. Also, we had action in the ISPS Handa Men's Premiership over here in New Zealand. Auckland City beating Hamilton Wanderers 2-1 and Canterbury United beating Eastern Suburbs 1-0. That was really put a dent in both the Wanderers and the Suburbs' hopes of really title here. That leaves Auckland City top of the table on 16 points. Hamilton Wanderers in third and Eastern Suburbs now in fourth. Canterbury United, with that win, closed the gap on Suburbs to just 1 point now. So we have Auckland City at top on 16 points with Team Wellington on 13, Wanderers 12, Suburbs 11 and Canterbury United 10. Team Wellington will be in action today, looking to close that gap at the top as they travel to Hawke's Bay United. Also, Wellington Phoenix will take on Waitakere United in a lower table clash in that one. Moving on then to the NBA and over in the NBA, and I've not brought up the results. Sorry, folks. It was a tough one for Steve Adams Pelicans against the LA Lakers. It always looked like it was going to be LA Lakers top of the table and the Pelicans really struggling this season to get their to get themselves going. They're looking good in the first half, but the Lakers came back, really powered through from in the second half, winning the third quarter 27-16 and then 28-18 in the fourth quarter to win 112-95, but a comfortable win in the end with that one. LeBron James led the way with 21 points, and Kyle Kuzma coming off the bench for a double-double with 13 rebounds and 11 points as well. for the Pelicans, Zion Williamson, 12 rebounds and 21 points, led both the scoring and also getting a double-double there. Brandon Ingram chipped in with 20 points. Steve Adams with 7 rebounds and just 4 points in that one. Other notable results, the Oklahoma Thunder, the team especially rebuilding when they traded away Steve Adams, beat the Nets 129-116 in that one as well. Looking at the table, the Celtics still top the Eastern Conference, being chased by the Bucks and the 67ers in that one. The Celtics will be... oops, I lost my place on the score thing. The Celtics beat the Magic, sorry, yesterday, 124-97. The Bucks beat the Mavericks, 112-109 in that one. Over on the Western Conference, I say the Lakers top the table with 11 wins and 3 losses. Two games clear now, or 2 wins clear of the Clippers, who are in second. And the Pelicans all the way down in 14th, second from bottom in the table currently. Over in the NBL, and the first round of games continued with the Brisbane Bullets coming up short against the Hawks, 84-90. And the Cairns Taipans winning a tight one against the Sydney Kings, 87-86 in that one. Today sees the Adelaide 36ers take on the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix in there, that one. The Breakers not looking not playing in the first round. Their first game is scheduled to be against the 36ers on the 26th or Friday the 22nd, sorry, of January in that one. Just to finish things off, we have to congratulate Mike Collins in the shooting. It's his one, his 5th Ballinger Belt title, one of the apparently the oldest sporting trophies in New Zealand. Collins came up trumps in the final round of the 5-day long range target shooting competition. They shot ranges were from 300, 500, 800, 900, and 1,000 yards range. With the final round from the 900-yard mark. Collins beats his Commonwealth team's gold medal-winning teammate, John Snowden, who had been in the lead all week. So congratulations there to Mike Collins in the target shooting there. Have a wonderful day. You've started now the day the best way to be with all the important sports news. Don't forget, I'll be at the Super Smash Games today up in Auckland. So do keep an eye on the socials for my coverage of the Auckland Hearts versus the Northern Spirit, kicking off at 11:40, followed by the Auckland Aces against the Northern Knights at 3:10 p.m. Also, I'll be back here at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning for the morning sports briefing. Catch you at 7 days a week. We'll also have Swinging from the Hip for you on Monday evening at 8 p.m. with all your cricket news.